May I help you? Why, yes, this is indeed an inn. I normally wouldn't expect to have any guests so late at night. In fact, I've never had any guests arrive this late, but this is still an inn nonetheless. Oh, come now, sir, no need to apologize. True, you did wake me from my sleep, as I'm sure you can tell from this robe I'm wearing. But I do not mind. I'm not tending to any other guests at this time, so all of my rooms are currently available. Please, come in. Ah, you're not sure. Is it perhaps because of the rumors of this marsh? Perhaps the rumors of this very inn? And the woman who owns it? Well, I can certainly understand why that might create some reservations. Honesty is a virtue, however, so I will be honest with you. The rumors are true. In that, I am indeed a witch. However, only that part of the rumor has truth. You have my word. No harm shall come to you. I don't plan to boil you in a pot or any other thing of the sort. So, please, won't you come in? You look far too weary to continue on the path, and the marshlands can be dangerous at night, with poisonous snakes and insects and animals, all of which are active at night. And of course. Please come in. Allow me to take your jacket and travel pack while you warm yourself by the fire, and I'll pour you a glass of something warm to drink. Perhaps some tea? I hope you don't mind if I fold your jacket. I have a habit of folding things and keeping them nice and tidy, and I feel it can sometimes be overbearing. Please just let me know if it ever is. So, my interesting sir, whereabouts are you traveling from? I'm rather embarrassed to admit, despite the time of your arrival, simply having guests at all is really quite a rare occurrence. Few people take the marshland pass these days. I see. So you are a traveler. How fascinating. Then you must be privy to quite a many interesting sights and experiences. Here's your drink. Do not worry. It is only a herbal tea, just as I said. It will make you feel somewhat drowsy, but it's only to help you relax. Even from your posture as you were coming in, I could see how exhausted you were. May I join you? Thank you. I'll just take my place here in the chair across from you. You know, this is rather quite a treat. It's been quite some time since I've had any company to enjoy drinks with by the fire. As I said, I seldom get many visitors. Though, thankfully, this inn is also my home, and my livelihood doesn't depend entirely on customers coming here to stay. The lack of customers, of course, being due to the rumors that I'm a witch. By the way, why did you choose to enter my home, even after I told you that I was a witch? Most travelers would have turned and ran at the revelation. Did you perhaps think I was being dishonest with you, or jesting? So you believed I was jesting. I suppose that's not entirely unbelievable. People tend to only believe something hard to believe when they've witnessed it with their own eyes. Your tea looks a bit low. Would you like me to fill your cup? Just a moment. For someone who's just had their cup filled by a floating kettle and been given pure evidence of my not being human, you are surprisingly calm. I'm honestly surprised you didn't drop your cup and run for the door, or perhaps even rush at me with the dagger on your belt. Could it be you simply do not care about my being a witch? Or perhaps even, could it be that my being a witch is something you see as a positive? Well, sir, regardless of what your answer may be, I'll accept it with no harsh judgment on you. Though, of course, if you were to try to attack me, I would be forced to defend myself, Something I am quite capable of doing, mind you. But I do not believe that is something I should be concerned about. No, it almost seems as if you came here with the intention of finding me. Tell me, sir, if you wouldn't mind sharing, you mentioned that you were a traveler. Just where is it that you are traveling to? What is your destination? Calm now, dear. No need to be coy. It was here, wasn't it? Your travel destination was my inn. So I'm correct. How fascinating. So many others go out of their way to avoid this path because of my presence. So why should you come here seeking it? Potions, yes. I am quite adept at making potions. Why do you ask? I see. Your younger sister is ill and you've come here in hopes of seeking a remedy. Well, why did you not say so from the beginning? If that is why you've come here, then you must have heard the other secret of this place, which is that while many travelers do indeed avoid staying at my inn, I also have many people coming to me in search of potions and remedies for all sorts of ailments. Many times I have provided remedies for villages suffering from plagues, and I can proudly and honestly say that in every case, I have been successful in curing them. So then, good sir, if that is why you are here, I can certainly see what I can do. What sort of symptoms is your sister experiencing? Oh. Oh my, I see. Yes, it does sound like an illness I'm familiar with. And I'm sorry to say it is indeed a very, very grave one. A sickness that is well beyond the capability of any human physician and would mean certain death if left only to their care. But not so far beyond my capability and the knowledge afforded to me during my time in this profession. A profession that has been ever-changing since my time in this world. While I'd rather not elaborate on the details of the profession in my past, you have my word that my current profession is one of helping those who need it, and you have my assurance that I will help you. So I will begin working on the remedy at once, but it will take the entire night to brew, as it does require a large number of ingredients and magic to concoct, and is extremely difficult to create. So you will have to stay the night, which is good, because I believe you still require rest. Oh, no, that won't be necessary. Though it's very kind of you. It's far too late in the night and too inappropriate a time to be discussing a subject such as payment. First things first. You must rest, and I must get started on the remedy. Once that is done and out of the way, then we can discuss payment. So if you're finished with your tea, I would be happy to show you to your room. It will be just down this hallway. Now, I must warn you, sir. The magic involved in creating this remedy is rather... well, intense. I will be calling upon the aid of spirits that should not be looked upon by the eyes of the uninitiated, so I must ask you to remain in your room until morning. You shouldn't be in any danger, really. It would just be as a precaution. I hope that isn't too much of an inconvenience for you. I'm relieved to hear that. You have my word that come morning I will have what you need to save your sibling. Well, here we are. I know it's not the largest or most extravagant room, but you'll find that all the bedding is freshly washed and sought. It seems like the herbal tea I gave you is really starting to take effect. But in case you wanted any more, I did leave some extra for you there on the bedstand. But, unless there's anything else you need, I'll be leaving you to your sleep. Just remember, no matter what you hear outside your door, do not open it until first light. All right? Very good. So I'll see you in the morning, with some hot breakfast and a fresh remedy ready to be taken home. Please have a restful night, and pleasant dreams. I call upon the contract, bound by blood and immortalized in the crest forever etched on the skin above my womb, the contract whose roots reach into my very core. With this drop of blood, I pay the toll. The toll has been paid. Now, honored spirits, I call upon you to reveal yourselves.
The mistress of the marsh calls upon us.
The toll has been paid, so we answer the call.
How long has it been since a toll of such delectable blood has been paid? What could she ask of us after so many centuries?
What delicious task could be asked of us, I wonder?
Oh, the possibilities.
Spirits, you honor me with your presence, as I have called upon you in my hour of need.
Oh, my sweet darling, how long has it been, and yet how kind the years have been to your beauty.
Such beauty to have been kept for so long. You must share your secret.
You flatter me with your praise as always, honored ones.
Could it be, perhaps, that you have called us to honor us and our presence in your bedchambers yet again?
How long has it been since I have been able to revel in pleasures of the flesh? My presence in this realm has reminded me of it, and left me suffering duly of its want.
Sadly, my honored spirits, as much as I would love to indulge in that pleasure with you, that is not why I have called upon you this night. You have my sincerest apologies, honored spirits.
Then why have you called upon us this night?
I require a few leaves from herb plants that are intrinsic only to the endless plains of your realms, in order to concoct a rare remedy I'm brewing.
You called upon us because you have need of the weeds that grow in our lands? Do you take us for gardeners? You would insult us and ask us to be foragers of the dirt?
I'm afraid so, honored spirit. Trivial as that request may sound. Calm yourself, sister.
Though her request may seem trivial on the surface, the fruits that it would bear are not. For behold, the potion she has the task of brewing.
Oh, oh. Now this is interesting. Could that be a life potion?
Indeed it is. Only the second I've ever brewed in all my centuries in this realm.
Oh, how fascinating to think that we would be the ones to witness the brewing of a potion of this caliber. We had heard whispers, a witch of this realm who had attempted its creation before, but to think we would be privy to the one who attempted it.
I am indeed the attempter of the potion's first conception.
So then it must also be true, then. Your first attempt at your potion failed. The centuries ago... Ah, who was it? Your husband? That was taken with sickness?
Oh, I have heard whispers of that. You attempted to make the very same potion in order to save your husband of old.
That is also true. I failed in my attempts at the first potion, but I know exactly what I did wrong. I have another precious life depending on the success of this potion, and I have no plans to fail this time. But time is of the essence, so please... Honored spirits, will you fulfill your part of the favor for which I paid the toll?
Well, my dear, I'm afraid we cannot.
What? Why not? I paid the toll.
And that toll is no longer enough for us to fulfill our end of the agreement.
This is outrageous! A drop of blood from a contractor who has sealed their body and mind in contract to the elders of the other realms. That was the toll, the very toll I paid the previous time.
And the cost of toll has just gone up. A potion to defy death should demand a far greater payment than a simple drop of blood and binding of one's body.
You paid your fair toll for the first attempt, but the price has gone up for the second.
Then what is it? What more compensation do you require? Is it more of my blood? My very own life? If that is what I must pay in order to satisfy, then I shall.
Oh, so eager, but no. I'm afraid even adding all your blood to the brew would satisfy it no more than the drop from your finger you've already provided. You've already offered your body and soul to our Lord, so you simply have nothing more to offer.
So then you insult me, coming into my home only to sneer and deny my request, knowing that I could not pay the toll? Do you know who I am? Who I truly am?
No, how easily the formalities fade away with humans.
Hush now, sister. Oh, but to the contrary, you have everything you need to pay the toll right here.
What? What are you talking about?
We're talking about the human who resides here. The human who has been so rudely spying on our negotiations for some time now.
What? Gods, no! What are you doing? I told you to remain in your room. Why didn't you listen to me? Close your eyes and don't...
Why be so discourteous to our curious and handsome guest?
Yes, you should have told us from the beginning you had another here with you. Offering him as the sacrifice would more than please us.
Oh, yes. Such a handsome man, and his spirit smells delicious, so fresh and innocent.
Don't listen to them. Cover your ears. And I didn't mention him because he is not to be sacrificed. It is his sister that I'm making this remedy for in the first place.
But it is his sister who struggles to remain within this realm, is it not? Her sibling giving his life for her would be so poetic, so beautiful.
Oh, yes, I do agree, sister. I believe our minds have been made. We will only accept the sacrifice of this man as an acceptable payment.
No. No. This isn't what I wanted. I could never agree to that. I'm sorry, dear sir. I'm simply not going to be able to complete the remedy. What? You're saying you'll do it. Are you mad? What of your sister? Even with the remedy to cure her, who will look after her if you're gone?
Oh, come now. He's made his choice, so don't delay. If he wishes to make the noble choice, then let him.
Yes, let him be the sacrifice.
Please, consider what you're doing. You mustn't listen to them.
Yes, place your head over the cauldron so that the witch may take her knife and fulfill the agreement. Yes, just like that.
Come now, my darling witch. He has made his choice. Now take that knife and fulfill your part.
I don't...
Fulfill the pact. Fulfill the pact. Fulfill the pact. Sacrifice.
I'm sorry, sir, but if this is really what you want, I promise I'll get the remedy to your village and see to it your sister receives. I'll try to make the cut as quick and clean as I can, but it's going to be very painful nonetheless. I'll help keep your head tilted back so as to end your suffering as soon as possible. Please, lift your head to me one more time. So then, goodbye, dearest one. I am so sorry. Wait, I may have a solution. Spirits, I may have a solution that will satisfy your wants for the fulfillment of the pact.
Come now, darling, no delaying.
That's right. We have told you what is required to see us satisfied. Sacrifice.
But what about servitude? Body and soul.
Servitude?
Yes. Just as the markings I carry over my womb bound my body and soul for all eternity to the lords of your realms, what if I do the same with him? Bind his body and soul in contract with myself? We would both be bound to the whims of your lords, just as I have been for past centuries.
True to her nature, this witch is, isn't she, sister?
Well, so she is. What a fascinating proposition. Too delicious to refuse. Oh, how pleased our lords would be to have such a delectable servant be joined in such a prestigious devotee. Is this proposition acceptable to you, my dear man? In both this life and the next, you would serve both her and our lords and all of their whims.
And you would be forever bound to stay by the side of this witch as her servant in this life and the next.
The choice is yours, dearest one. Please give it sincere thought.
He agrees.
So he does. Very well. I shall take him to my chambers and perform the ritual at once. But the ritual between us shall be performed in private, away from your eyes.
Aww.
You do not need to see us in order to know the deed has been done. And I reserve the right as the contractor to demand my peace and solitude in its making, as does he.
No fun. Very well, my dear, you are both indeed afforded that right. But be quick about it, then. You may be afforded your right to privacy, but bear in mind, you are not obligated to keep our presence. We will not linger in wait for long.
Of course, honored ones, we shall begin right away. Come with me, now quickly.
We eagerly await your return with your new servant.
You didn't listen to me. I instructed you to heed my words and do as I said, to remain in your room, and you still defied me. You're a fool, you know that? Are you so easily bent to the whims of curiosity? Like a child? You're such an airhead! Just a great big dummy! Why, dearest one, didn't you just listen to me? If I'd had more time, I could have done something. Maybe found another way to satisfy them. And it was so dangerous, honestly. The fact that you didn't simply go mad from laying eyes upon them is a miracle in itself. And for you to so brazenly offer up your own life, did you forget the entire reason you came to my inn? Your sister, who remains ill at your village awaiting your return? Had I opened your throat over the cauldron, just as the spirits were bidding me to, and believe me, I nearly did, who would have been there for her? Why did I stop you? I do not know. Perhaps it is because I decided a long, long time ago to end my practice of sacrificing innocent lives, to no longer perpetuate the stereotype that hangs over all of my kind. That is the whole reason I absolved myself of my place in my previous residence. Perhaps it was also the thought of how your sister would react once I had brought her the remedy and had to explain why I was there and you were not. I am unable to lie, so I would have told her how I opened your throat with my blade in all its detail. Perhaps you also remind me of someone I used to care deeply for a very long time ago. Well, that matters very little now. We must follow through with the binding, lest the spirits will be greatly offended. Thus, the lords will be offended. Thus, this whole region would suffer the consequences as much as we would. Consequences that would likely reach all the way back to your own village. So, I'm sorry, but we must do it. Perform the ritual where you will be bound in servitude to the elders of the other realms, just as I am. The spirits said you will be my personal servant, and while, according to the contract, you will be, I have no intention of treating you like one. But you must understand, when you are bound to me, you are truly and wholly bound to me, and I to you, for the rest of our lives. In this life and the next, we will never be able to stray more than a handful of arm's lengths from each other, lest our souls be ripped from our bodies as if bound by a cord. Now then, I shall explain the procedure of our binding. Please excuse me for a moment while I remove my robe. I hope you will not find my appearance displeasing. Oh, dearest one. I am removing my robes because that is necessary in order for us to complete the ritual. So please do not avert your eyes. I require you to look. I desire you to look. Do you see these markings right over my belly button? This is what signifies my binding to the other realms. When you are bound to me, a marking will appear on you as well, though exactly where, I do not know. The way in which you will bind yourself to me, however, is quite simple. You will give me your seed. We will lie together and share this bed, and when you have released your seed into my womanhood, the markings above my womb will glow, and that will signify the binding. And the spirits will give me the final materials I need to complete the remedy. I know this likely is something you're not eager to do, but we must make haste. The spirit's patience wanes by the minute. Here, let me help you remove your robes. Goodness. Apologies. It's just, well, it has been quite a many ages since I've laid eyes on the body of a man. At least, so closely, that is. I really shouldn't be feeling this eager. This is not supposed to be a happy or pleasant occasion. And yet, I find myself feeling happy, leaning against you. Oh, no, sorry, you just startled me. I simply wasn't expecting you to wrap your arms around me. You would actually willingly put your hands on me like this. Are you not displeased with this whole situation? You have every right to be. And yet, oh, how long has it been since I've felt the warm embrace of a man? You truly flatter me, though I do suppose that if we're going to be bound to each other for all eternity, we should get along as best as possible, shouldn't we? And I can't deny, to feel the warm body against mine after so long is simply quite divine. Dear, I hope this is not too bold a request, but if you are willing, would you kiss me? It has been so, so long since I felt the lips of a man against mine. Wonderful. Such a delicious sensation that I haven't felt in so long. Please, may we do that again? I fear I find myself rather embarrassed at how quickly I'm being smitten by you. I should be every bit as unhappy a situation as you are, and yet, the longer you hold my body to yours, the more we kiss, the more I find myself desiring you. And your manhood pressing hard against my belly is only serving to aid that desire as well. Dear, I hope it's not too vulgar of me to ask, but would you allow me to pleasure you with my mouth? It has been ages since I've had the pleasure of doing that as well, I must admit. I'm honored you'll allow it. Very well. You may simply remain standing as you are, and I'll just kneel down and wrap my hand around it. Oh, it's so warm. Oh, such an exquisite musk. Oh, it has been far, far too long. So please forgive me if I'm lacking in practice. I suppose I'll just start by licking up the base of your shaft all the way to the tip of your manhood. That must have felt pleasurable for you, so I'll do it more. Oh, goodness, your scent is intoxicating. Do you know that, dear? It's making me so unashamedly wet. So I'll just keep licking, twirl my tongue. Oh,
around the head. Even gently cradle your balls in my hand if that would be pleasing to you. This is making me so happy. Pleasing you like this. I shouldn't be enjoying this so much, but I can't help it. Here, I'm going to take tighter hold of your manhood now and take you completely into my mouth, okay, dear? I just need to get a better taste. So delicious. My darling, you're so delicious. Oh, and the early nectar of your seed is so sweet. I'm going to take you in deeper, as deep as I can. And as I do, I'll reach her out and squeeze her bottom in my hand. Please feel free to grab my head and thrust into me. I want this all to be as pleasurable for you as possible. Oh, goodness. So vigorous. Darling, I think it's time. Time to complete our pact. I'm so wet and eager for you. It's as if my womanhood is crying for you. I've never, ever desired a man so badly in my life. So here, I'll just sit on the edge of the bed and then lay back, spreading my legs. Yes, take your place over me. I'll wrap my arms around your neck. Now, my darling, the pact will be fulfilled when you've released your seed into me. And please don't feel the need to be gentle with me either. So here, I'll just reach down and blossom the lips of my womanhood for you. And then you simply have to... Oh! Enter me just like that. Oh, goodness, you are eager, dear. I know I said you did not need to be gentle with me, but that was only once I'd become accustomed to this again. Oh, I was certainly not expecting you to push all the way inside from the beginning. Oh, it's quite all right, darling. You are the one being bound to me, so you should be the one to indulge the most in this. Please, use me how you like, all right? Oh, so wonderful. This is such a wonderful sensation being taken by you. Oh, by the spirits of this world. Oh, you're pushing in so deep. That's it, my love. Be as vigorous as you desire. I'll gladly accept all of it. Oh, how long has it been since I've been able to make love like this? Come closer, darling. Kiss me, but please don't stop thrusting into me. I love this. I love this so much. Do you feel how absolutely drenched I am? How I can't stop myself from clenching around your manhood with each thrust? Oh, my darling. Oh, gods. Oh, if you keep thrusting into me so deep, you're going to bring me to orgasm. And I'm starting to worry that not only will you become bound to me, but that I'll be taken with your child as well. Oh, and yet... I find myself desiring that now as well. It's so embarrassing, so unbefitting, I know, but what? You desire me to be taken with your child as well, but I... Oh, God. All right, I'll accept it. Please give it to me, my love. Strike me so full of child that even the fertility goddess will blush. Bind yourself to me. Give all that you are to me, and I will gladly give all that I am to you and gladly bear you a child. Your manhood swells more in my womanhood. My very being are all ready to accept you. Oh, I'll even wrap my legs around your hips. Oh, there's no escape now, my love. So please give me your seed. The crest on my belly is starting to glow. The time for the binding has arrived. Oh, darling, I'm gonna come. I'm about to come, so let us do it together. Let us be bound together for eternity. Oh, my dear, my darling. Till eternity. Oh, goodness. I could never have foretold when I woke up this morning that this was where the night would lead. And you were so passionate. I had forgotten just how wonderful, oh, and passionate lovemaking could be. You truly gave me all of your seed that you had to give. Oh, there's truly no way I won't be taken with your child. More than that, however, look there on your shoulder and my belly. Yes, it is the very same crest that lies here above my womb. A womb you have claimed as your own. We are bound together now, you and I. Our souls bound by an unbearable tether for all eternity. Even I cannot foretell where the future will lead us from this point. However, I...
Our mistresses will be overjoyed to hear that such an esteemed witch as yourself has brought such a delectable new soul into the fold.
Oh, and what a delicious copulation it was. For the first time in a very long time, I found myself becoming envious of you fleshly beings.
I should have known you'd be watching us.
Come now, darling, no need to be cross. After all, your new servant spied on us at a time of privacy as well. And besides, you should be rejoicing. Not only have you gained a servant, but you have also fulfilled our agreement. You will find the herbs you requested on your regnant table.
Good. Then consider our agreement at a conclusion and be on your way. But know this. This man is in no way my servant. We have become lovers, him and I. And I am to bear his child and many more children if he so desires. You and your lords may believe us bound in their service for all time, but your lords should know that even time itself has an end.
Oh, my darling, that sounds an awful lot like a threat.
Your ghostly ears may perceive that in any way you see fit.
True to your name, former Queen of the Coven, and now the Witch of the Marsh, indeed.
Very well, we shall take our leave. But the mistresses will be hearing of these events in all detail.
Come, my love, lie with me under the blankets. I cannot believe how disrespectful I was of them. There will surely be some kind of retribution for it. You may not have felt it, but they still greatly desired to take you back to their realm by force. I suppose I behave that way toward them because I simply found myself becoming protective of you. You are my lover now, after all. My everything. And besides, they called you my servant. And that could not have been a greater insult. You are worth far, far more to me than that. I have missed this. Having a bed to share. the warm body of a lover to hold. You, however, should rest, darling. To become bound by a pact can be very taxing, and the effect the presence of those spirits would have on you could be taxing as well. Besides, you'll need plenty of energy for when we leave for your village in the morning. I'll be getting up shortly to finish making the remedy, and seeing as we, of course, cannot stray far from one another, I'll be accompanying you to the village. So I hope you do not mind that. And I think it will be good to get out of the marsh every now and then. However, once we've seen to the safe recovery of your little sister, I fear we will have another long trip to make. There are a group of former acquaintances that I feel I may need the assistance of. In the very short time I've spent with you, it has made me realize the pure foolishness in allowing for my servitude of the elders to continue on for so long. I'm sure you have many questions on all you have witnessed, and I will do my best to answer them in time. I truly am thankful that I did not heed the words of those spirits. Truly, even more so now with you here alive with me. Your beating heart. The number of times I have been the direct cause for the stopping of a heart, the one to bring cold and emptiness to a body that was once warm. It's too many to count. There is so much of my past that I am greatly ashamed of, that I will truly never forgive myself for. And yet, you still accept me. I do not think I'm worthy of it, but I intend never to waste a moment of your acceptance or your love. And when the time is right, I shall tell you everything about my past. But for now, my love, rest your head against my chest and close your eyes. You have my word, I will keep you safe. Even though it may all have been preordained, I'm thankful you happened to come across my inn.